emotionally informed and cross-culturally sensitive university community. To find out more about all the services available for international students and those interested in studying, working, volunteering, interning, or teaching abroad, please visit the QUIC website.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Quamo! Quamo, my goodness! Nico Quamo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Tune in to Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9. Join your host, Arrow McCauley, for a free-flow show where words, ideas, and music mingle. Each week, we sit down with one of the local authors and artists leading writing workshops through the Word Labs program. They'll share their stories, their insights, maybe even a few secrets of their craft. Get your pens ready. After the chat, you'll get writing prompts to stretch your imagination, all set to a soundscape designed to help you focus, relax, and create.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Did you hear that? Joel Plaskett listens to CFRC, so why don't you? Oh, wait. You are. Thank you very much for tuning in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, sitting pretty in the Limestone City. That's right. We are coming at you live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada, Queen's University campus, House of Learned Doctors. My name is Jeff the Nerd. It's August 27th, Wednesday, hump day, midweek, getting to it. There's a long weekend upon us. If your head's been in the sand, we live in a university. We live in a college town. You got lots of students coming back this weekend. Roads are all going to be gacked up. It's going to be a terrible time at the gas stations. If you're a U-Haul, you know, renter, if you own a U-Haul company, it's going to be very lucrative. You're going to have a good weekend, I think. It's going to be pretty good. Welcome back. If you're just joining me, we do Indie Morning Wake Up every Wednesday. Well, we do it every day on CFRC, 8 to 10, different hosts. Every Monday to Friday, you're going to want to check out all the other hosts because they're all fantastic. We find a lot. We have a lot of cross-pollination, find a lot of good tunes from one another. I listen every day. It's great. But Wednesday, we'd like to get a little nerdier with me. Yeah. Today, we're doing our all brand new music playlist where everything we're playing, as far as I know, is brand spanking new. The last set, we had Wild Rivers, a folk trio out of Toronto, Ontario, with their new one called Anyways, I Love You, parentheses, Better with Alan. There we go. And also in there, we heard another band. This one, similar title, Wildlife, spelled with a Y, not an I, with their track called Shotgun. And they are out of, where are they from? I know they're from the United States. I believe they're from New York. Yeah. New York. Gotta love it. Shout out to all of our upstate New York listeners down there. I'm thinking of you, Watertown guy. Lovingly call him Watertown man. Yeah, this time of morning, though, we like to do our community events roundup. The weekend is coming up, and it's a three-day weekend for a lot of y'all, so I hope you have some good plans. But hey, if you don't, that's why you're listening to me right now, because I scour the internet to try and find good things that you can do to not waste what's left of this summertime season. First and foremost, you do know, dear listener, that I am a movie nerd. I'm a nerd for movies. And so the first thing I want to talk about is August 28th. That's Thursday. That's tomorrow night. It's the final movie in the square for the season. That's right. Springer Market Square. They're going to pop up that big screen. And they are going to play The Wild Robot. Oscar-nominated film, The Wild Robot. about a futuristic robot that crash lands on a, you know, uninhabited, or at least uninhabited by humans, island. And through, you know, robot powers of communication and computer learning, it learns how to talk and communicate with all the animals on this island. And the movie is about a duckling or a gosling imprints itself on this robot. And it turns into a very sweet story about motherhood and letting go. And it's, I'm getting verklempt just thinking about it. It was one of the best animated films I've seen in a long time. And I really enjoyed it. And I highly recommend it. I know it's the last movie in the square. And it's a bit of a tearjerker, but you're going to want to get the kiddos down there and check that out. The Wild Robot, this Thursday night at Market Square. It's good. Sorry. Where's the tissues? I need to have a good little, cry. I should have talked about that one last. another good movie, another good animated movie that's going to be playing downtown this weekend at the Screening Room. If you have teenagers or in any vicinity of teenagers, you will have heard the term K-pop Demon Hunters, Netflix's number one viewed movie of all time. We'll probably talk a little bit more about that on the next break when we do our movie segment. But the K-pop Demon Hunters sing-along is going to be playing all weekend long at the Screening Room. So you're going to want to check that out. It's the movie of the summer, right? Everyone's talking about it. Sequel got greenlit. People are loving it. Again, more on the K-pop Demon Hunters phenomenon a little bit later. But again, it's playing at the Screening Room along with The Naked Gun, Shin Godzilla, Dirty Dancing, Dog Day Afternoon is playing next week. Man, oh man, good stuff happening in the Screening Room as always. But let's just say you feel like rocking out and, you know, that sort of thing instead of going to a movie this weekend. Why not check out She Bad? The band She Bad is going to be playing at the Broom Factory this Friday, August 29th. It's put on by Flying V Productions. It's an all-ages show. Doors at 7, show at 7:30. Tickets $28.50, not too shabby. Always a good time down at the Broom Factory. She Bad playing Friday night. Check that out. Also in the musical sphere, Friday, October 29th, Super Vintendo is going to be playing a free show at Musiki from 8 until 11. No minors, says right on the website. So I'm sorry. If you're a Queen's University Mining Department student, you can't go. It says it right on the thing. No minors. Check that out at Musiki on Friday night. Also going on Friday at Market Square, August 29th, 7 p.m. until 8 p.m., Emily Steele and The Deal are going to be doing a free show. Bring the family, bring the kiddos, bring yourself. Bring a good mood, because those guys are a lot of fun. That's going to be a good show. Friday night, 7 p.m., free, Market Square, Emily Steele and The Deal. What's the deal? The deal is that they rock. So there you go. Let's say you're like me and you missed the Back to the Farm Festival at McKinnon Brothers. Don't worry. They still have shows going on there. Way out in scenic Bath, Ontario. Head on down Saturday, August 30th, to the McKinnon Brewery for a free show. Brass Over Tea Kettle are going to be playing. High energy brass sound playing on the brewery's patio. 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Not a bad way to kill off the summertime vibes. It's a free show. Check it out. Brass Over Tea Kettle. Great name. Not too bad. Another show at Musiki, Saturday night, 8 until 11. Free show. Again, sorry to all you rock enthusiasts, because it's No Miners. By rock enthusiasts, I mean mining. It's a mining pun. Give me a break. Laura Kelly, otherwise known as DJ LK, is going to be spinning the wheels of steel from 8 until 11. Friend of the show, former co-host. Go down there, check it out, enjoy her amazing show, because she's great. But then invite yourself up to the stage and demand to know when she's going to come back on Indie Wake Up Wednesday. Demand it. The movie nerd wants to know. Check that out. DJ LK, Saturday night at Musiki. Always a good time on the back patio of Musiki. That's all I got for you today. It's a long weekend, as I've been saying, so I hope you all enjoy it. And just be cool. Love one another. I got nothing. My name's Jeff the Nerd. We're going to get back to the tunes. It's 9 after 9, and it's all brand new stuff today. Next break, we're going to talk about nerd stuff. You love it. You want to hear it. Find out what's going on in the world of Hollyweird and all that jazz. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about Fan Expo this past weekend in Toronto. Either way, crank it up to 11, because we got a new one from a band called Higher Selves Playlist. This one's called Tilt-A-Whirl. Very summertime theme right here on Indie Wake Up on CFRC.
Listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Calm down, darling, don't take me to. You want to
What's this? I said take only what you need to survive.
It's my industrial strength hair dryer, and I can't live without it.
From the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
I'm at a bonfire on the beach, sending my boots, seeing you read a little Georgia Peach. Strumming my guitar in the tropical heat. You can find me where the countryside meets the seaside.
The bonfire on the beach, sending guitar in the tropical heat. You can find me where the countryside meets the seaside.
Welcome back, everybody, to CFRC, the place to be. My name's Jeff, the movie nerd, and it's Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. There we go. Your hump day key to, everything that's cool in the world. Brand new stuff from The Wrecklaws, a brother and sister duo from up in Northern Ontario. That one was called Bonfire on the Beach. It's all new music today. Everything is brand spanking new with a specific summertime tinge to it. It's the waning days of summer vacay. Still plenty of nice weather, though, so there's still a lot of time to get a bonfire on the beach going. Yeah. Also in that set, a new track from The Leatherman with Love Really Hurts Without You. That was a good one. I'm going to go on record. I enjoyed that. That was a nice one. That was a nice track. Before The Leatherman, brand new stuff from Nico Case with Wreck. Brand new on Anti Records. You're going to want to check that out. It's pretty darn good. And we opened up the set with Tilt-A-Whirl by the Higher Selves Playdate. All brand new stuff, all rocking it. I'm flying solo today. Simone Limon is out on assignment. So it's just me and it's just you and it's just the tune. So you know what that means when Simone's not around to rein me in. I get to nerd out with you. So, you know, this is the segment where my eyes roll into the back of my head and I black out for 5 minutes. And then when I come to, apparently people tell me I've been talking about Star Wars. So here we go. It's the nerd segment right here on Indie Wake Up Wednesday. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and we like to talk about what is going on in and around Hollywood, the world of TVs, movies, you know, pop culture. All that stuff that we shouldn't be doing when it's bonfire on the beach weather. First and foremost, though, celebrity birthdays, because regular listeners will know that we worship the ground that they walk on. I would eat broken glass for a Hollywood celebrity just to have someone like Sarah Chalk look at me. Sarah Chalk, Canadian actor from Ontario or Ottawa, Ontario, best known for voicing Beth in Rick and Morty, turns 49 years old today. So happy birthday to Sarah Chalk. I take back my earlier statement about broken glass. Also, the late, great Paul Rubens, otherwise known as Pee Wee Herman or The Spleen, was born this day in 1952, passed away sadly in 2023. Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad and BoJack Horseman turns 46. And the greatest character actor of all time, Peter Stormare, turns 72. You know him from Armageddon, Russian components, American components, all made in Taiwan. You know that guy. He ate an eagle egg in Nacho Libre. Peter Stormare, 72 today. On to some minor headlines that you might be interested in knowing. That the creators of Cobra Kai have lined up their next project, and they are rebooting yet another 80s classic. They're going to bring Kit back to life. That's right. John Hurwitz and Hayden Schlossenberg and Josh Heald are in talks for a film adaptation to bring back Knight Rider. You remember the David Hasselhoff TV classic where he's cruising around in that ridiculous car that talks to him? It was good. It's classic stuff. I think it was, it wasn't Martin Mull that did the voice of Kit, was it? I can't remember. I think it was Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World. Either way, we got a Knight Rider reboot coming down the pipeline. So keep your ears open for that, I guess. Another beloved, reboot from a 90s property has just been canceled. I'm sorry to say that Mayim Bialik has confirmed that the long gestating reboot of the 90s sitcom Blossom is no longer moving forward at Disney. So sorry to all you Blossom fans. She put out a blog post yesterday saying that, the reboot had been gestating since early 2023, but due to a combination of industry-wide mergers and a new executive regime, they didn't feel that project deserved any merit. So No Blossom. Sorry, guys. You'll just have to keep watching the reruns like I do. Anyways, on to some more headlines. Set photos are coming in fast and furious for the Street Fighter reboot. Most importantly, first look at Orville Peck as Vega. Orville Peck, of course, Canadian country music star, put out an amazing album last year. I love that guy. And just the fact that he's going to be playing Vega in Street Fighter, that's fantastic. It's a stacked cast. It's a weird cast. I'm very excited. Even if it's a bad movie, it's still going to be a lot of fun, I think. It's kind of got that vibe to it. So, yeah, check out, that thing called the Internet and see some more set pictures from the Street Fighter reboot. Will it be as good as Jean-Claude Van Damme in the early 90s? We'll see. We'll see. It's a classic. On to some more modern, things, some more pertinent things, rather some original properties. Like I was talking about earlier, if you've been in the sphere of anyone under 20 in the last few months, you will have heard about K-Pop Demon Hunters. It's an animated movie musical put out by Sony Pictures Animation and Netflix, and it's been on the streaming service since June 20th. It's basically... I started watching it. I liked it. I'm going to give it a whirl. I'm going to watch the rest of it later. But if you're unaware, the plot is about these three K-pop singers, Korean pop stars, who are massive, and they also kill demons with singing and dancing, something like that. It's supposed to be a lot of fun. It's a big bombastic musical, and it's been absolutely killing it for the streaming service. Like I said, it's been on Netflix since June 20th, and it is now their most popular film ever to date, with a whopping 236 million views since June 20th. It's been averaging about 25 million views a week recently, and it's been so popular that they released it into theaters, and they released it wide, like over 1,100 screens across North America had K-Pop Demon Hunters this weekend. So it's pretty amazing, I think, for a movie that's been available for streaming in the comfort of your own home for months now, that it can be released into theaters this past weekend and still rake in like $20 million. And there's no, no sign of stopping. Like I said in the last set, the community events roundup, the screening room downtown Kingston on Princess Street is screening K-Pop Demon Hunters, specifically the sing-along version, which I think is just available on Netflix now. So, it's another, cultural moment. These things kind of come out of, at least in my opinion, nowhere. But then again, I don't have kids, so I don't know these things until they're huge. But basically, it seems like it's this year's Minecraft movie, in a good way. I think it's going to be fun. Like I said, I've got a long weekend coming up. I might pop it on. My K-pop, pop it on. And see what's going on. Anyways. So that's what's going on. Last but not least, struggling a little bit today. There is a class action lawsuit going on against Amazon Prime Video. This is a little bit of our top story today. That when you buy a movie digitally, you're technically not buying that movie at all. Actually, what you're doing is you're buying a license to view the movie for a limited time. Licenses can be updated, replaced with a different version, or even removed completely if the company you bought the license from, may lose the rights to the film, or they might change their, platform policies or something like that. So does that mean a company like Amazon should be able to say to a consumer that you're buying a movie? When you're not actually buying a movie, you're really kind of just renting it for a long period of time. So there's a proposed class action lawsuit being filed in a Washington federal court just the other day against Amazon. The suit claims that Amazon is doing a bait and switch approach in which the company allegedly misleads consumers into believing they've purchased content when they're only getting a license to watch and can be revoked at any time. We've talked about this a little bit on the show before, especially in the world of video games, where you think you might be buying a video game from the PlayStation Network or whatever, but you're actually just getting the license, and then months down the line the game is gone and all your progress is gone, and it's a bit irksome. I'm irked by it, I guess. It is a first world problem, to be sure, but it's irk worthy, right? So I guess all the moral of the story that I'm saying, I'm just putting this out there, is that I have started to re-bolster my physical media collection. I think that's the only way to do it going forward. Everything's so unpredictable. You got to pay for your internet. You got to pay for your streaming service. And then you go on it one week and your favorite movie that you've been looking forward to watching is gone. So big shout out to local businesses like Chumley's in Kingston here, because I'm going to be going there quite a lot more these days and just like picking out random Blu-rays that I like and just getting my physical media collection back to where it needs to be, because I can't take all this Amazon malarkey. It's malarkey, people. That's all I got to say about that. My name is Jeff the Nerd. It's 9:30 in the a.m. You're tuned into CFRC Radio, 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. And we're going to continue along with our brand new music playlist. Here's a new one from Identical Twin Pop Stars from Vancouver, BC. They go by the name Fionn. This is from their upcoming album. This one's called I Put My Makeup On, right here on CFRC.
Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
I don't even know what time it is. I just wait a watch because I'm dialed in. Trying for the spot, told them try again. Money in a flock, waves flying in. Flying in, not a fireman. But my dog's got a spot, so they pile in. Stringing me along for a while then. But I took it to the chin like a violin. Like a
violin. Yeah, try to catch a wave, but I'm sorry that the ship is sailed. Walk like heavy steps, yeah, I'm tipping scales. The religious thing and act, yeah, you Christian bailed. Got God, never use him for the ticket sales. Pete the pen is so impeccable. Moving like my watch, yeah, my motion is perpetual. I keep it so professional. Asking for a minute of my time, I'm not accessible. My schedule made of metal, so I'm sorry it ain't flexible. Only mess with me, myself, and I, and it's consensual. Independent legend, what I do is unconventional. And that's intentional. Managed by my wife, no commission on the checks. Check the decimals. Used to tell myself I ain't really have time. Now I'm stepping on the stage like it's halftime. Must have found time, it's about time. But I don't even know what time it is. I just wear the watch cause I'm dialed in. Trying for the spot, told them try again. Money in a flock, where it's flying in. Flying in, not a fireman. But my dogs got a spot, so they piling. Stringing me along for a while then. But I took it to the chin like a violin. Like a violin. Try to lock us out, but we still get in. Try to sink this boat, but we still swimming. Try to rake this game, but we still winning. Around the world a couple times and we still wait. Still spinning like a windmill in a hurricane. Put the studio inside my room and I just work away. Set so many fires to my place, it's a dirt flame. Every time I open up the beat, it's an insurance claim. Left, right, they know I'm the one they try and get like. I ain't smoking nothing, I just caught a couple red eyes. Dropped 130 on it, I don't got a test drive. Ain't making it easy for the next guy. Used to tell myself I ain't really have time. Now I'm stepping on the stage like it's halftime. Must have found time, it's about time. But I don't even know what time it is. I just wear the watch cause I'm dialed in. Trying for the spot, told them try again. Money in a flock, where it's flying in. Flying in, not a fireman. But my dogs got a spot, so they piling. Stringing me along for a while then. But I took it to the chin like a violin. Like a violin.
Nobody's gonna go out with me.
Have you asked anybody yet?
No, but who would? I don't even have any good skills.
What do you mean?
You know, like nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills. Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
Yeah. This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Or should I say, woo, that was brand new stuff from Gino and the Goons. That was Motorcycle Boots right here on CFRC. Gino and the Goons out of Florida. You're going to want to check them out off of Slovenly Recordings. It says here on their website, where is it here? They are a sweat-stained, malt liquor-swilling, deadbeat 70s-style punk rock and roll from a gang of sunburnt Florida beach trash with a rusted-out El Camino. Not too shabby. My name is Jeff the Nerd. Welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM. It's your Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday edition, and we have been doing all brand new tracks so far as I know, all morning long, just to, you know, make you feel good. We got all the students coming back into town, thousands of young people with their coolness and their hipster ways. It's time for us old farts to, you know, flex a little bit. We got the knowledge. We got the tunes. We're with it. I don't know what it is, but we're with it. Before Gino and the Goons, we heard a track from Manchester's own Ariel Salad was King of the Grass. Brand new punk out of Manchester, United Kingdom. Check that out. Also in there, we heard a brand new one from Canadian rapper Connor Price with Dialed In. Regular listeners of the show will know that I've been playing a new Connor Price song pretty much every week for the last month. He's got an album coming out in a couple weeks, and everything has been just bang on. Real good stuff. And for those of you that don't know, Connor Price has an interesting background. Like I said, he is Canadian, but he's a former, but he's a former child actor. He still acts, but he was a prolific child actor back in the day. I mean, he's only 30 years old, but he still played the eldest son of Russell Crowe in Cinderella Man way back in the day. So if you want to see something adorable, Google, do yourself a favor, and just Google Connor Price Cinderella Man. Check out an image search. What a precocious little scamp he was. He's still rocking it these days, though. I love it so much. And we opened up the last set with a brand new track from Fionn with I Put My Makeup On. Twin sisters, pop icons out of Vancouver, British Columbia, Alana Finn Morris and Brianne Finn Morris. I think this is like their third or fourth album. We've been playing Fionn off and on the Indie Wake Up program here for years now. Like, I remember playing them 6 years ago, 5 years ago. So they're out there. They're giving her. They're going for it. Check them out. It's always good rockabop pop music. It's a little bit before 10 o'clock, so we're going to sign off, and we'll catch you guys next week for our back to school special. You know, always a lot of fun. But in summation, what did we learn today? Well, we learned there's a class action lawsuit brewing in Washington, D.C. versus Amazon over their use of the words, you have bought this movie, instead of you have bought the license for the movie. You know, it's nerd stuff. Got to keep a radar on it. We also learned that it is a long weekend, and there's a lot of stuff going on in Kingston, in Bath, in Picton, all over the place. We can't waste the waning days of summer. So, I don't know, check out Kingston Live, the website. Google Kingston Live, and they've got this full directory of concerts and shows that are going on in and around the Limestone City. It's a wealth of amazing entertainment information. So you're going to want to check that out. And check out Market Movies in the Square, Market Square, tomorrow night. The Wild Robot. I'm tearing up even just thinking about it. Fantastic movie. You just when you thought Lupita Nyong'o couldn't get any sexier, you haven't seen her until she's a fully animated CG robot raising a duck. It's good stuff. Anyways, other than that, the only thing I really learned today is that CFRC rocks. Oh, no, wait, I knew that already. So I guess I didn't learn anything today. Doesn't matter. My name's Jeff the Nerd. It's 10 to 10. We're going to play ourselves out with a brand new track from our favorite band from New Zealand, The Beths, who I still can't pronounce, even though it's a four-letter word. This one was called Straight Line Was a Lie. Brand new stuff. And then after that, we're going to hear new stuff from Brooklyn's own Cut Worms with his track Evil Twin. And then if we have enough time, I hope we do. Maybe I should stop talking because there's brand new Hives. The Hives with their track, The Hives Forever, Forever the Hives. We'll see if we can get to that. Other than that, we'll catch you guys all next Wednesday, but keep it locked and ready to rock all day long on CFRC. It's your place to be for everything awesome. My name's Jeff the Nerd. See you guys next week. Bye!
I was thinking about something else.
1, 2, 3, 4. I thought I was getting better.
Ray Spoon, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's microgrant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in microgrants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Hello, I'm Sheila Rogers, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca, campus and community radio in Kingston.
You don't need no oil when you fry bacon, because what? Bacon has its own oil! I want you to look over and somebody send me like bacon, baby!
Oh yeah, she's talking about making bacon. With me, DJ Over Easy, Saturday mornings from 8 till 10.
You produce your own oil and allow others to taste and see that CFRC is good.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Hi, this is Jen Grant, and you're listening to CFRC in Kingston.
On Saturday, August 30th, the Gales roll into Hamilton for a steep